It's time for the man, the myth, and the legend, Mr. Russ Collins, fresh off of a busy whirlwind of Cinetopia, coming in to say hello. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, and thanks to WEMU listeners for supporting the fun drive last week, and I think there's still time for folks to send in a buck or two.
Absolutely, absolutely. We got about 80,000 of our 100,000, and just two quick reminders. One, if you have an outstanding pledge, get it in by June 23rd so we can have it count for our fiscal year, which ends June 30th. If you haven't made a pledge yet, why not do it this morning during Cinema Chat?
There you go.
It's a good way to say thanks for all the, 23 years?
Something like that. Yeah,
since you were a wee lad.
That's right.
Coming in the door. So what do you have on tap for us this week, sir?
Well, just want to wrap up Cinetopia.
Yeah, how'd it go?
It was great. By the time everything's tallied, there's events still to take place, but we expect about just under 30,000 individual admissions.
That sounds great.
Yeah, we're very excited about that. There were lots of memorable moments. The opening in Ann Arbor and the Ann Arbor run was very successful.
Good.
The University of Michigan had a symposium on film distribution and marketing, honoring Ira Deutschman, who donated his archives to the University of Michigan Makers and Mavericks series. And there's an exhibition from that archive that's at the Hatcher Graduate Library in the U of M campus, and that's available through July 30th. It's free. Stop on in and get a glimpse in terms of how movies make it from the filmmaker's mind and finished film into the theaters and homes that subsequently are the reason that the films are made. The closing weekend in Detroit had really great energy, and there's growing community support for the festival in Detroit, which is very exciting.
Good, good.
We had a couple of very cool things that happened. One is Qasem Bashir, who graduated from Huron High School, but a couple years ago he shot a film in Detroit called Destined, and we were one of the first festival screenings of the film. Hill Harper stars in it, and it's got a lot of really great people in it. We screened it. It had a very full house at the Detroit Institute of Arts. And after the Q&A, he proposed to his girlfriend, and she accepted. So that was great. The next day, we had a documentary called Symphony in D about a special composition that was made for the Detroit Symphony Orchestra. At the same time it was playing, it was also winning an Emmy Award. And the director the co-directors were there and showed off their Emmy. So a lot of really special stuff.
I love that synergy between Ann Arbor and Detroit as well. I mean, Detroit, obviously a better known destination across the world, but Ann Arbor known more for its culture and bringing the two together. I mean, that's great.
Absolutely. And we had events in Ypsilanti and Dearborn and West Bloomfield.
Awesome.
And it was a really...
Let's make this whole area a cultural destination.
And it is already. We just need to build on it. So the Audience Award went to a documentary... The Documentary Award Audience Award went to STEP, which is about a girls' high school that has a step dance team that proves really transformational for the young women that are in it. The Audience Award for Fiction Film was Fanny Journey, which was an autobiographical film about a 13-year-old girl, a Jewish girl, who led these other kids out of France and into Switzerland as France was being taken over by the Nazis. It was a very compelling, wonderful film, Fanny's Journey. The Director's Award, so this is the staff of the festival, gave the documentary award to Tribal Justice, which was a very special screening about tribal courts and how they deal with the tribal communities outside of and in cooperation with the state courts
right.
that they work with. A very compelling piece.
Still a lot of untold stories coming out of those reservations too, so
absolutely.
Good. Bringing that to light.
Absolutely. And then the Director's Award for Fiction Film was In Between, which is about three Palestinian women that live together in an apartment in Tel Aviv, Israel. And it's a kind of Sex in the City in Tel Aviv with Palestinian women, a very, very interesting mashup of things. Again, very well reviewed. Well, opening this week, we've got Cinetopia in the rearview mirror, but looking ahead, tomorrow we open a film called Paris Can Wait, which was also a festival buzz film, not at Cinetopia, but other festivals. It's directed by Eleanor Coppola and written by Eleanor Coppola, who's the wife of Francis Coppola.
I was going to ask, any relation, but clearly yes.
Yeah, and
what a talented family.
Absolutely. Children, wife, everybody directs. She put together the documentary Heart of Darkness, which was a documentary about the making of Apocalypse Now. So she is an experienced filmmaker. This film stars Diane Lane and Alec Baldwin.
I've heard of them.
Yes. And Diane Lane plays a Eleanor Coppola-like figure. Her husband is working on a film in Paris, and one of her husband's business partners and the Diane Lane character go on a tour of Provence and have delightful meals as they trip and
almost
and
sounds Woody Allen-esque. It's kind of New Yorkers go abroad kind of a story.
It is kind of that thing. The reviews on it they're not 100% raves, but there's some very strong raves. The Los Angeles Times liked it, and Rex Reed liked it, so that's kind of fun. We continue playing The Wedding Plan, which is about an Orthodox Jewish woman who's getting married. She's 32 years old, which is considered a little bit old in that Orthodox community that she's in, and her fiance decides to call off the wedding a month before the wedding was supposed to take place. But she says, you know what? I'm still getting married. I just got to find someone to marry. So she puts all of her resources together, has two different matchmakers working for her, because that's part of that Orthodox community that she's in. And so it is a dramedy for sure.
I don't know that would work as a profile in Tinder. I need to get married in the next month.
Yeah, just all Mr. Rights, please apply. There's a biofilm on Churchill, Prime Minister Winston Churchill, played by Brian Cox. Dwight D. Eisenhower is played by John Slattery, and Miranda Richardson plays Clementine Churchill, who was Winston's wife and very influential in his life. And this was right as the decision about the D-Day landing is going to be made in Normandy.
So it's kind of her story and how she held him up and in the time of great stress, both physically and mentally.
Absolutely. And the fact that this D-Day resonated with a similar chapter in World War I that was a complete fiasco for the British troops. And Winston Churchill was actually blamed for a lot of that when he was a military officer. So very compelling piece. And then my cousin Rachel is the story of a young English man who plots revenge against his mysterious cousin, played by Rachel Weisz. He somehow gets under her spell, however, and a very interesting plot.
So kind of a thriller kind of thing, yeah?
Yep, Cousin Rachel, which continues playing. Now, we open our summer classic series at the Michigan Theater.
Where the air conditioning's working?
That's right, air conditioning's working in all of the venues at the present time, so we're happy about that. And we open it on Father's Day with of course, Three Stooges extravaganza. So that's going to play Sunday at 1:30. If you're familiar with these, the shorts will be A Plumbing We Will Go, Disorder in the Court, Grips, Grunts, and Groans, Men in Black, no relation to the thriller, and You Nazi Spy, which was a spoof right at the time of World War II. And then that series continues through the rest of the summer. We're also piling on in a certain way. Part of the summer classic, we're doing The Three Stooges, Duck Soup, and The Great Dictator, three really wonderfully classic films. And then we go into a Hitchcock Goes Hollywood section of the summer classics. Yeah. Kubrick After Dark is another special session that's followed by Lynch After Dark. At the multiplex, Pixar's Cars 3 opens, and it's gotten great reviews.
Good.
Go check it out. All Eyes on Me is a biopic.
I got to see it. There's not an option there. So,
biopic on Tupac Shakur. And Rough Night is the comedy that stars Scarlett Johansson, Kate McKinnon, Jillian Bell. It's gotten kind of 50-50 reviews, but it looks pretty interesting.
So the women's version of the what has been traditionally dominated by men of the gross jokes and self-discovery through partying.
Yeah.
All right, super. Thank you, Russ Collins. As always, a pleasure to spend a Thursday morning with you. You can hear Cinema Chat as part of Morning Edition exclusively on WEMU each Thursday morning and then followed up at WEMU.org and on our Facebook page, facebook.com/WEMUFM. We'll see you next week.
We'll see you at Cars 3. Ta-ta from Hollywood.